My name is Jason Spies with Building the Bakken and Coffee and Capitalism. My son Otis and I would like to take this moment to thank everyone involved with the Bakken Shale Play. From the trucking companies to the oil companies to the hotel operators to the restaurateur. It takes a big team to keep this economy moving. And my son and I are happy to be a part of it. You see, I'm running my 9-year-old son's company right now. Because in 20 years when he's ready to take over, the Bakken will still be a world-class shale play. And our company will become a second-generation business. Hold on a minute, am I running my grandson's company or my great-grandson's company? Welcome to Coffee and Capitalism Radio, heard on the Crude Life Media Network. My name is Jason Spies, and I'm your host today. And what a fantastic program we have in store for you. In just a moment, we're going to talk drug testing in the workplace with Vicki Schmidt, president of Schmidt & Associates, and Dan Parker, the owner of Any Lab Test Now. Plus, Dean Gorder talking about pulse crops, and Eric Bartsch with AGT. They're building one of the world's largest manufacturing plants in Minot, North Dakota. Plus, we travel to Spearfish, South Dakota, and talk with Kristen Bell, owner of Dough Trader Pizza. And Patrick Hughes, the CEO of Prairie Companies, talks liquid natural gas. All that and much, much more on today's episode of Coffee and Capitalism Radio. My name is Jason Spies, and this is Coffee and Capitalism Radio, heard on the Crude Life Media Network.
My name is Otis, and I am the host of the Kids in Capitalism KidCast. Let me tell you about one of our sponsors. Hatch Realty is in the business of helping people. They just happen to sell real estate. Call Eric Hatch or anyone on the Hatch Realty team with any real estate question. They want to be a resource and connection for you. That's Hatch Realty, 701-212-1572. That's 701-212-1572. Hatch Realty in the business of helping people. They just happen to sell real estate. Hatch Realty, tell them Otis sent you.
Since 1979, MBI Energy Services has committed to responsibly growing with today's oil and gas industry by providing proven experience, strategic locations, and integrated services. MBI Energy Services is well established, and its innovation in safety and excellent customer service is what truly makes MBI Energy Services the oil field service professionals. MBI Energy Services, the cutting edge in oil field safety solutions. Learn more at MBIEnergyServices.com.
Welcome back to Coffee and Capitalism Radio, heard in the Crude Life Media Network. My name is Jason Spies, and I'm your host today. In our next segment, we talk with Dan Parker, owner of Any Lab Test Now.
Yep, for okay. Standard urine drug tests where somebody's coming in for, say, a company, what we do is when we get them here, we verify who they are with an ID, fill out the proper paperwork that's associated with the person, take them back to the bathroom, and we unseal a cup and throw everything out of the cup that comes with two containers, either one or two that we need to send in, plus the bag, sealed bag. We ask them to give us a urine sample of at least 60 milliliters. Also on this has a temperature thermometer built onto the cup. When they come out, it needs to be between 90 and 100 degrees, the urine, because your body temperature is 98 degrees, so when you go to the bathroom, it's going to come out and it's going to start cooling. Within 4 minutes, it'll be below the 90 degrees.
Does the temperature have anything to do with the test, or is that just for the, I guess, timeliness of it?
It's the temperature basically is to prove that this is urine, your urine, because if somebody's trying to sneak something in, it's very difficult to keep the temperature between 90 and 100 degrees. So it's more to verify. It's more of a verification.
So like if the roommate pees for him at
exactly,
home.
Exactly.
Yeah. Okay.
That what we're seeing in this cup is what just came out of their body. If it doesn't register a temperature, then we have some procedures to go from there. That can get kind of complicated, but it doesn't happen very often, but it can happen.
Okay.
Once we get the temperature, we look at the color, the smell to make sure. The color of urine, everybody knows the color, but we want to make sure that our toilet, we put blue agent in there so they're not trying to water it down. Sometimes people will try to water down urine. And if it gets too watered down, it'll just come back as diluted. Not a positive, not a negative, just diluted.
Somebody drinks like a liter of Aquafina?
Every once in a while, when people who drink a lot of water and don't drink anything but water can come back diluted, usually the company will send them back for a second one and tell them not to drink as much water. I've had it where I've had marathon runners come in at 8 in the morning. They just got done practicing, just ran 15 mm-hmm. miles. Well, they don't have anything in their body. They sweated everything out. All they've been doing is drinking water. So what's in their body is strictly water. So that came back diluted. They just told them to, you know, come back another time, but, you know, don't drink as much water or, you know, exercise as strong before you do the test.
To listen to the full-length interview with Dan Parker, the owner of Any Lab Test Now, or to listen to other Coffee and Capitalism features, visit cafecapitalism.com. That's cafecapitalism.com. In our next segment, we talk with Vicky Schmidt, president of Schmidt & Associates.
Last January, I was in Deadwood, South Dakota, mm-hmm. and I interviewed a painter who was also a city council member. And he told me after the interview was done, he said, "Jason, we have a serious heroin problem in Deadwood." And I said, "Come on." He goes, "No, this isn't overblown." He goes, "No, it's real problem.
It's everywhere in the whole nation."
Is it what? Do you know what's caused this new surge of heroin problems?
No, my gut tells me that it's we did a big push about how addictive meth is.
Okay.
So they have to find something that isn't quite as addictive. Well, and also with the doctors prescribing opiates as easily as they mm-hmm. do, they can't get those pills anymore. Well, you were giving me 30 every 2 weeks. Now you cut me to 15. They have now gotten addicted to the opiate, so they need a replacement.
Wow. So we're all becoming Michael Jackson and mm-hmm. Prince, where our bodies are just so immune to...
to what we've been prescribed.
Right, the Percocet and everything mm-hmm. else.
That it doesn't work anymore.
We need to go to the black market.
I need, instead of two working, it's kind of like, remember, have you ever taken hydrocodone or oxycodone?
I've never even taken an aspirin.
Oh, good for you. Well, when you first are prescribed an opiate, one pill, you're laying on the couch, half in a daze. Mm-hmm. 2 days later, that one pill, now you need two to get there. Now
sure.
I need three.
Well, your body adjusts.
I need four, I need five. It's kind of like an alcoholic.
Yeah, well, even penicillin, they were talking mm-hmm. about how it was becoming a problem because we're becoming immune to it. Mm-hmm. And so we needed to find something stronger than penicillin.
Same concept.
So we might go back to leeches. Who knows? I'm just kidding.
You know, that's...
I even heard Quaaludes were making a comeback.
All the stupid stuff.
Wow.
I think back to when I was growing in the late 60s, 70s. Oh, we thought it was crazy then. People were smoking pot and doing speed and mm-hmm. ingesting LSD. What could get worse? Oh, well, here we are, 2016, and if it isn't good enough, I'm going to mix it with something else. Because I want to be that impaired.
So are you seeing a rise in employers testing for drugs? Or has it always been the same and we're just testing for more drugs? Or where are we at with the employers and the drugs?
I'm actually seeing more non-mandated, meaning the companies that the DOT doesn't say has to, wanting to be part of the drug program because they don't want them to come to their workplace.
Mm-hmm.
I'm seeing more and more people wanting to test for more drugs. It used to be we tested for marijuana, cocaine, opiates, amphetamines, and PCP. Now we have to test for benzos and barbs and oxy, and methadone, methamphetamines. So 10 panel instead of 5 has gotten to be pretty commonplace.
How is it possible to keep up with this? And I'll preface that by, I get how you can test for marijuana.
Mm-hmm.
But a couple years ago, there was the spice problem.
Mm-hmm.
And that was made by man.
And there's 450 of them were made by man.
Exactly. So, you know, you're talking 10 panel.
Mm-hmm.
Well, how does spice show up?
Spice is a specific test. It's called a synthetic marijuana. It's okay. Man-made. It's not grown. It's man-made.
Right.
Okay. We need a specific test.
So you actually have to say, I think he might be on mm-hmm. spice.
We need
test
to
test for spice.
Right. We need to test specific for that. Synthetic.
That'd be very difficult for an employer to...
Well, an employment testing... Synthetic testing right now, for a rapid test, you can't legally do it out in the field. It's for forensic only.
Okay.
Okay, so a lot of employers, even though when I'm writing their policies, I'm including, I want to have the ability to test for synthetic and designer drugs. Because it's what's going on out there.
Mm-hmm.
If my policy doesn't say I can do it, you can come to work high as a kite and, oh well.
To listen to the full-length interview with Vicki Schmidt, president of Schmidt & Associates, or to listen to other Coffee and Capitalism features, visit cafecapitalism.com. That's cafecapitalism.com. My name is Jason Spies, and this is Coffee and Capitalism Radio, heard on the Crude Life Media Network.
The Real American Jam, a concert benefiting the fallen soldiers of North Dakota, July 15th, 16th, and 17th, Buffalo Gap Guest Ranch, west of Medora. Joe Diffie, Corb Lund, Ned Ledoux, Bart Crowe, and more will be performing. Tickets available now at realamericanjam.com. Camping's available. Call to reserve a spot, 701-623-4200. The Real American Jam, for the fallen soldiers of North Dakota, July 15th through the 17th, Buffalo Gap Guest Ranch. realamericanjam.com and buffalogapguestranch.com has complete details.
Hey folks, I'm multimedia journalist Jason Spies and the host of Building the Bakken Radio and Coffee and Capitalism. Traveling across the Rocky Mountain region and the upper Midwest has introduced me to many new people, landed me in exciting places, and created lifelong connections. And there's one place I want to tell you about today, and that's the Lodge at Deadwood. It is without a doubt my favorite place to stay in the Black Hills. In fact, not only is it my favorite, it's pretty much everybody else's. They're a three-time recipient of the best hotel, best casino, and best overall restaurant in the Black Hills. So if you're planning a conference, maybe a weekend getaway, a wedding, whatever it might be, I truly invite you to check out the Lodge at Deadwood and find out why they're consistently voted the best hotel, the best casino, and the best restaurant. Now listen, if I didn't believe that the Lodge at Deadwood was the best place to stay in the Black Hills, I wouldn't be doing this testimonial across our media network, which spans 5 states and 30 plus radio stations. And I feel very confident when I say the Lodge at Deadwood will exceed all your expectations. Check them out online today at deadwoodlodge.com. That's deadwoodlodge.com.